Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by Big Boy.
All right, Ryan Rangetz, the one and only, filling in for Steve-O. He's supposed to be back tomorrow, but he has had terrible luck with flights. And guess what? Tomorrow, the weather is not looking good.
That's what I see. Where's he at again? Bahamas?
The Bahamas.
Wow, how awesome. I would totally love to be there right now.
Yeah, but he's going to get stuck in, like, Atlanta or Chicago or Detroit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, have fun with that.
That's what I'm saying. If he got stuck, you know, down in the Bahamas, boy, that's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Another day.
Real awful.
Another day in paradise, but.
Yeah.
So, in other words, I might need you or Luke G to help me tomorrow again.
Sounds good. I'm having fun. I'm glad to be here on the outdoor show.
Well, let's start with hockey, though. And let's start with some good news in the world of hockey. You were actually at the Pigs and Heat game last night in Marquette.
Yes, it was so much fun. I was there with Mike Plurd. Mike Plurd was the actual PA guy. I was the guy bringing you all the music and all the music at the intermission. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I felt real cool.
So tell us what happened.
Well, the Pigs played great. I mean, the first period ended in a 4-3 score. Second period, though, nobody scored at all. Third period comes around, the Pigs scored 4 goals, and they ended up winning 8-4. It was a great, great turnout. Lots of people. I really enjoyed it. It was my first time ever at a Pigs and Heat game, you know, because I'm from downstate, and I never got to enjoy anything like this. Had a lot of fun. Kirby Franti got the MVP with 1 goal and 3 assists. And all around, great night. Lots of Marquette people there. And it was really nice for them all to come out. And they made over $10,000 in that game. And all of it's going to be donated.
The Pigs.
All right, it's awesome.
Let's move along here. I mean, I honestly feel like the Red Wings reached a new low in the game against the Colorado Avalanche. It was really brutal to watch.
I'm sorry, were you talking about the Red Wings game last night? It was terrible. Oh my gosh. I'm driving home. I'm like, you know what? The Wings are playing the Avs tonight. They got a chance. And all of a sudden, first period, Andreas Athanasiou gets a goal. My hopes are sky high right now. And then Matt Duchene brought the Red Wings back to reality. And they end up losing. Basically, last night's matchup was both basement dwellers. It doesn't really matter who won the game, really, because they're both going to have a top-5 draft pick. They lose. Kelvin Pickard, their goalie, stopped 27 Red Wings shots, and Jimmy Howard made 26 saves, and the Red Wings end a 9-point game streak.
3-1 they lose to the Avalanche in a shell of what used to be one of the best rivalries in all of sports, not just hockey.
You're telling me I miss it. I miss those days. I remember walking downstate in Detroit, and if you saw anybody with an Avalanche jersey or shirt on, it was like you wanted to fight them. Not anymore. So sad.
Okay, so let's talk a little baseball, and then we'll move on. The second half, we'll save the entire thing for basketball for bracketology.
Well, Jordan Zimmermann got beat up yesterday. Not too good. Didn't even make it out of the first inning.
I'm telling you, that's really depressing because he was one of the few pitchers that have pitched well this spring. And now he's not doing well? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he allowed 4 runs on 40 pitches. Just knocked out. And it's funny, too, because Anibal Sanchez has also been, you know, playing terrible. And he actually got the win yesterday, and they went up against a knuckleballer, R.A. Dickey, and they tagged him up, and the Tigers did end up winning 8-6. Justin Upton knocked a homer out, so that's nice. Real nice.
Yeah, the actual win or loss doesn't really matter in spring training. I keep saying that over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, you know, I keep telling myself that, too. You know, they're going into the season, and mainly the question's going to be the bullpen. That's pretty much it.
I think
it.
It's all pitching.
That's
I
all.
Really do. I think it's all. I think it's starters and the bullpen.
I'm right there with you, brother Doug.
All right, so let's quickly mention that Team USA had a great outing against Venezuela.
Hey, they won. It
We're
was
talking,
awesome.
You
great.
Know, V-Mart, Cabrera, lots of Venezuelan Tigers. But the ex-Tiger, Drew Smyly, got the win. Is that right?
He did. He pitched 4.2 innings, got the win. And, well, Jim Leland, happy man after yesterday.
There really you happy. Go. Jim Leland coaching Team USA in the WBC. What's up next in the WBC, by the way?
That's a very good question. You think I have to check that out.
I have not either. I've been so focused on March Madness. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk bracketology because it's on. There's already been some games played, so we'll talk about that next when we get back to the Big Boy Sports Recap right here. on the Outdoor Show.
Fish fry, fish fry.
Every day is a fish fry at Big Boy Marquette. Try Big Boy's Fish Fry Platter or the delicious Great Lakes Perch Platter. The all-you-can-eat Friday night fish fry at Big Boy.
Reel in your fish at Big Boy Marquette.
Or for the pasta lovers, endless spaghetti and meatballs. Or the delicious Cajun Chicken Alfredo. Fish lovers, get to Big Boy Marquette.
It's a fish fry paradise at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half, presented by... Oh, I didn't tell you this one.
Nope. Did not tell me this one.
My bad. Marquette Golf Club is actually our second half presenter again. And they're on their membership drive right now. Early spring is looking like it's going to happen. It'd be a good year to get into a membership either on Heritage or Gray Walls. There's lots of options for couples, singles, college memberships, high school memberships. Call 225-0721 or visit them online. The Marquette Golf Club. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in March Madness. Last night's game, the last two play-in games, I got none of them right, and I'm actually going to lobby to not count them.
No, they don't matter. I mean, USC got to win.
Because otherwise awesome. I'm in the hole from Steve.
USC Trojans, yay, woohoo! Steve's bracket's pretty solid. He had a lot of great picks in his bracket. But
What games have happened already today?
So far, we've had Princeton and Notre Dame. And Notre Dame won by 2 points.
Yes.
They won 60-58.
I know I picked the Irish.
And then we had Virginia taking on UNC Wilmington. And Virginia won 76-71. Games that are still in progress right now. Butler and Winthrop. Butler leads by 12, 76-64. We have... Gonzaga.
I picked the butt, by the way.
Gonzaga right now is struggling. They're up, well, not anymore. I mean, they just hit a three-pointer, but they are only up by 10, 45-35.
That's a number one seed versus a 16,
yes,
South
sir.
Dakota State.
And then the West Virginia Mountaineers are really struggling right now
what?
Against Bucknell.
What?
They're only up by 3, 36-33, with 3 minutes and 24 seconds left in the first half. And then you have Florida and East Tennessee State. Those two are also playing right now. And Florida leads that one 14-9.
I picked Florida. All right. I wanted to talk about the Duke-Michigan game, which isn't until, what, tomorrow night? Tomorrow?
Yeah, both of those. Yeah, those are the two teams that people are picking in Vegas to make a run and possibly win the championship.
I'm sorry, not the game. That's the two teams that are bringing in the most wagers.
Yes. They're bringing in a lot of money. Right now,
Michigan.
Well, Michigan's hot right now, baby. They just won the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, right. This guy.
I'm a Spartan fan. Woo, go green. I'll punch you. I will. All right. So what else do you want to tell us about what's going on in March Madness right now? I mean, what is your big prediction for Cinderella teams?
You know what? My Cinderella team, I'm going to have to go with, I think Nevada's going to make it to the Sweet 16. That's who I'm picking. To possibly make a run, and hopefully they can get out of the first round against Iowa State, because that still has to happen first. But I'd like to see that happen, and SMU, Southern Methodist University, baby. Eric Dickerson's old home, so I'd really hope to see them make a run here. But my champion, well, I have to say, I'm with the Ball brothers, baby. Lonzo Ball and the UCLA Bruins are my pick to win the national championship.
Quickly here, I'm going to say my... big upset picks. In the first round, I did pick Vermont over Purdue.
Very nice, very nice.
I picked, I also picked Cincinnati, actually, to go to the Elite Eight. So they're going to beat Kansas State, UCLA, Kentucky. That's a road right there.
Oh, that is definitely
And then they
a
will
road.
Lose to North Carolina because I picked North Carolina to win the whole thing.
Very nice. Tar Heels, baby.
Other than that, you know, I mean, I picked Xavier over Maryland. That would be a big upset.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I picked Middle Tennessee State over Minnesota.
That's a pretty
And the reason
upset.
Why I say that was, why? Because they knocked out who? Who last year, Adam? Mr. Adam Carpenter?
I know the Spartans, Smarty. I'm
awesome.
Done with you. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Everybody enjoy the games. Be safe if you have to drive anywhere, because I know there's a lot of adult soda pops going around. So enjoy watching the tournament.
Ryan Rangette filling in for Steve of the Big Boy Sports Recap. Brought to you by
Big boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow then if he doesn't make it. I'm banking on him not making it. I'm just saying right now.
All
the weather's
right.
Looking bad for travel.
I'll be here for you.
We'll catch you then. It's the Outdoor Show.